This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Fly ball to left field.
Michael McHenry on the line, the Sullivan Super Service fan hotline. I just need to tell Limits one more thing, Michael, about our argument about parity in baseball and how I think that smaller market teams make excuses and Rob Manfred makes excuses for them. The NFL has a salary cap that's supposed to promote different teams being able to win. But as Jason Stark wrote, the Chiefs have made the playoffs 10 years in a row. The Eagles, 7 of 8. The Bills, 7 of 8. The Rams, 6 of 8. The Ravens, 6 of 8. The Packers, 13 of 15. The Steelers, 8 of 11. And in baseball, every single team in the sport has made the postseason once since 2018, except the Pirates and the Angels, who somehow missed with Ohtani and Mike Trout.
Well, that which is unbelievable. But you know what the other thing about that is?
Yes.
Kansas City, small market. They can keep Mahomes in a cap system. Buffalo can keep Josh Allen. Baltimore can keep Lamar. The Steelers, you know, can keep
again,
Ben.
Again, again, transfer that to baseball and you get Lamar for 8 years or 6 years. So you get him for the prime of his career. Michael, I'm sorry to drag you into this conversation. I just don't think there are great excuses out there as far as like, yeah, we'd like to spend more on players, but teams like Milwaukee don't spend a ton, Cleveland, Tampa Bay, and they win. Your thoughts on that?
Oh, I completely agree. I think there's a lot of creative solutions for small market teams. Whether you want a cap or a floor, or however you look at baseball, the reality of it is baseball's growing. And it's because it is competitive. I mean, we just watched the Dodgers lose 9 out of 10 recently, and they're one of the highest payrolls. We beat the Mets very simply when they were at PNC Park with the best pitching staff and the highest payroll. So I don't think payroll is indicative to wins and losses. I think it definitely helps in the sense of you can miss on free agents. You can put more into your coaches, you can put more into your development. You can do a lot of things that people don't talk about. But even with the cap, that's not going to change. I don't think R&D and development for the Pirates is the same for the Dodgers, the Cubs. I know Tampa Bay has one of the highest development budgets in baseball. They're a small market team. So it's one of those things, like it's where you're putting your money. I know the Pirates spend a ton of money on that. They're probably in the top 10. But you got to find a way to balance it out. And I think to your old point, no matter what, the people that are the most creative are always going to probably find their way on top.
Well, let's go to last night, Michael. I'm going to let that topic go for a while. You missed Limits and I arguing vehemently about it last night.
Like a married couple.
Like an old married couple.
What's the argument, though? What's the argument?
I mean, the argument is that he says that, you know, small market teams are at this incredible disadvantage, and what are they supposed to do? It's based on Rob Manfred, basically, I thought, making excuses for the Pirates, saying, hey, Pirates fans just want to know that they have a chance. My opinion is they have a chance. They do. And I look at teams like the Brewers. I mentioned them, the Guardians, the Rays. There's all kinds of the Tigers are the best team in baseball with $140 million payroll. I mean, I'm sorry, but they have a chance. Limits thinks differently.
Well, no, what I said, I didn't say incredible difference, but what I did say is look at the Yankees, look at the Dodgers, look at the Mets, look at a lot of the teams that are at the very top of baseball. Sure, there are a couple of small market teams there. I also would like to see the economic system, Michael, similar to the NFL, where you can keep your stars. I'd love to see Paul Skeens here forever. Like, there might be a harsh reality that that's just is not going to happen for whatever reason it might be. And I feel like where Buffalo can keep their Josh Allen and the Penguins can keep Sidney Crosby, where if there was no cap system, maybe he goes off to the Rangers and they pay him an enormous amount of money, where that can happen in baseball, which I just think that it's sad in that regard. And I'd like to see smaller markets be able to retain players like that, or a system where it basically forces them to.
Yeah, I mean, I think Milwaukee's the greatest example. I mean, you look at who they have, Hoskins, Yelich. They signed Chirios to a long-term deal. They've been able to keep some of the best arms in baseball. Yes, they had to get rid of some of their back in the bullpen, but they did keep their guys. I think the bigger question is, do people want to play in the city that they're in? Do they want to stay? Do they want to go to the bigger market? I mean, there's a reason Brian Reynolds has a certain amount of teams that are all big market that he's not want to go to. One, it's probably taxes. And two, it's because it's a lot more difficult in baseball because the pressure is different. When you play for the Pirates and some of these smaller markets, the media doesn't wear you out. So there's an advantage. You can play, I think, differently when it comes to the MLB. And I don't think anybody that's at the top of their game want to make any excuses. And I don't think money is one of them. Can it be an asset? Can it be a tool if used properly? Sure. But one question we always talk about at the office and with Greg Brown is how much money is enough and who do you buy? And what happens if it doesn't work out? And that's the hardest thing, right? Like when you really put it in perspective, is $20 million enough? Is $50 million enough? Is $100 million enough? Because you have such a disparity of money. And then you think about the cap, even if you did a cap at where it is now at 280, you're still in trouble because there's no way the Pirates are going to spend 280, Cardinals are going to spend 280.
Well,
so yeah, there's a huge difference. I think the way you look at it, and baseball is so different than football, right? Like if you have great minor league systems and you can bring up guys, you can trade guys, you can flip guys. I mean, just look what the Dodgers do. As good as they are on the free agent market, they're even better developing their own players.
You're exactly right about that. And I would offer this little nugget to my friend Limits as well. Yeah, it's great that Kansas City gets to keep Patrick Mahomes, but guess what?
And Bobby Witt.
Bobby Witt. In baseball, Limits, there's no rule against small market teams keeping their players. The Kansas City Royals have Bobby Witt signed through what year? Take a guess.
Like 2033?
Wrong. 2037. If you're smart, you're creative, and you're willing to spend a little bit, or in some cases, special cases, a lot, you're allowed to keep your players in baseball too.
They play right
across the parking lot from the Kansas City Chiefs. And they have Bobby Witt Jr. signed until 2037. So if I'm the Pirates, and I love O'Neill Cruz, who we're going to talk about in a minute here, I'm not convinced yet, Michael, that I would pay him that kind of money. But if you love a guy early in his career, you're allowed to. Would you? Are you comfortable that O'Neill Cruz is going to be a great baseball player?
I am, and I saw a shift last year. The question I had was he going to be more like a Marte, or was he going to be more like a McCutcheon, a Mike Trout, a guy that wanted to be great? I think Marte wanted to be good, and he was good. I think the game was really easy for him a lot, and I felt the same way about Cruz. And guys like that, sometimes they have to have a shift in their brain because they kind of get bored. I really believe that, because their bad days are sometimes way better than everyone else's, and nobody tells them what they should or shouldn't be doing, because what do you tell a person that you really don't understand when it comes to their ability and talent, right? Never really had many of these guys in the game. So at the end of the day, I think he can be great, because last spring training, I saw him flip a switch and wanting to be great. He was the guy hitting the most in the cage. He was the guy putting the most work on the diamond. And he said, quote unquote, I want to be the best. And you can't take that away. You can't take that back from once you've said it. So because of that, I think it's special. And then just watching last night in a big moment, you know, not be deterred at all, but almost get more steam from it. and seeing the oohs and ahs from some of the best players in the world, I think it's just going to give him momentum.
Here's what I was curious about last night, and I want to get your opinion on this. It's sort of an odd angle, but I was watching, my wife was too. She kept complaining about the pitchers, saying the pitchers need to, they need to be more accurate. Like, some of these guys have better pitchers, right? Like, how do you choose that? What kind of pitching do you want in that situation? And what if it starts, and how hard is it? Like, how hard is it to be the pitcher in a home run derby?
I think it's probably the hardest job on the planet for that day, because you got to think about it. Everything they've ever done in BP, you have a cage, you have no catcher, and really nobody in the stands, no music, no hooting and hollering. And now you have all this stuff, plus you have the rules, and you don't want to mess up.
Yeah.
So I think it's the format that brings that to light a little bit more. I love that the fact that they did the bonus round and they did it the old school way. I think we would have seen Cruz hit multiple 500-foot home runs if it was in that context, but it wasn't. So, yeah, I think it's really difficult. You know, I throw BP all the time. You have good days, you have bad days. You have days where you can just put it right where you want, and other days where it has a little bit of run, a little bit of tail, because your arm's a little bit tired or slow because you're throwing so much. So, yeah, I think it is one of the hardest things to do. That's why each guy picks their guy. You know, we watched Dave Joust just last year have a hard time throwing to Pete Alonso and throwing strikes. Well, the reason is he was in scouting, so he wasn't throwing as often, you know?
Yeah.
So there's a lot of things that go into it, but yeah, I agree with you. But at the end of the day, you saw what the big dumper did. I mean, he didn't need strikes. He was hitting balls above his head, off the plate, away, inside, off the plate. And that's how good these guys are. Once you get in a rhythm and a groove, and I think that's the biggest thing, they can do whatever they want at will.
Limits?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I was curious, just obviously we know how well that he can swing the bat, Michael, especially on fastballs, and seeing him hit the ball 513. I saw a video that he broke a window out there in center field, or at least he broke some type of glass stanchion or something, whatever it was. Do you think that this can help O'Neill Cruz going into the second half? We hear the whole, oh, well, the derby can screw up your swing. It can maybe screw you up a little bit so that you're always going for the fences and it hurts you. Do you think that this could, as Cruz went into the break on a little bit of a slump, help him a little bit with his swing?
100%. And I don't even know if it's mechanically. There's some things mechanically he's been doing, and it kind of just looks like his legs haven't been underneath him. But yeah, this is something that can really garner some forward momentum, if that makes sense. Because I think the psychology of it is probably bigger than anything. I mean, when you have the guys around him that were coming up to him, wiping his face, giving him water. I mean, you're talking about some of the best guys in baseball, right? Vlad Jr., Tatis, De La Cruz, Paul Skeens, all these guys are in awe of what O'Neill can do. And they wanted him to win because they wanted him to keep hitting. And that's the craziest thing. And I mean, theoretically, like, it could have easily happened, right? I mean, the dumper got in by less than a quarter of an inch. So it could have been easily something that we watched him win the Derby. And I think the biggest thing we need to take away from this guy's a household name now. There's nobody that doesn't know O'Neill Cruz that's in baseball watching what he did, because he can do things that most guys can't.
Did the big dumper get a big break there, Michael? That quarter inch, was that legit?
Yeah, they say an inch matters. So, yeah, I think so. At the end of the day, that's all it took, a quarter inch. It's crazy. And, you know, I don't know if you saw what Rooker said. He said if they had it to the 10th degree decimal point, why don't they put it on the screen immediately? Because it was kind of fishy if you think about it. Like
a little bit, yeah.
30 minutes later, it's a quarter an inch. Who made up those numbers?
Cruz could
be. You want the dumper in, right? I mean, who doesn't want the dumper in?
Right. Well, Cruz, that's who doesn't want the dumper in.
Exactly.
That might have been problematic. And then you had the kid in the outfield rob a homer. I thought that poor kid was going to be the next Bartman. Did you see that?
Yeah, mom and dad did not tell him the rules, did they? Did you see him, though? He was so nonchalant, like, yeah, that's what I do.
It was a great catch.
It's a great catch. It's a great catch. I saw like catch probability and everything going out on Twitter. It was hilarious.
Limits, what'd you make of that kid?
I thought he was Mike Trout out there trying to make a big play in the All-Star game.
Hey, that was his moment, guys.
I know.
Let him have it. It's his moment. He's famous forever now for being that guy.
Exactly. I mean, he could have been infamous, though. That was my worry for him. All right, Skeens tonight. Skeens tonight pitching. He's got Torres, Riley Green, and Aaron Judge, and then the big dumper. How does he do? One inning, probably, right? Is that the way it goes? Does he even get to the big dumper? What are you expecting to see here?
I don't think he gets to the big dumper. I would say two punch outs, possibly three. He's going to be fired up, locked in, and he knows he has one inning. And when he's known that in the past, it hasn't gone well for the other team. So, and he's on the road. And when he's on the road, he pitches better. So even if it's an All-Star game, man's on the road. So good luck.
Good stuff, Michael. Thank you for indulging us in our argument, and we'll talk again next week.
Absolutely. Anytime you need a third wheel to argue with you guys, I'm happy to do it.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Thanks, Michael. Right, appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem.
Limits, week. I have one last little treat for you. Who are you calling now? Why are you making a phone call?
No, it's really funny. Harry in Westview just called in, the guy that had the problem, Limits?
What does he want?
He's currently on the phone right now. He said he didn't mean to call us. He meant to call a friend that said that we were talking about him. So, you know what? I'm going to put him on the air. Harry, I'm going to put you on the air real quick.
Okay.
All right, Harry, here you are.
How are you, Harry?
I'm doing well. How are you, Joe?
I've never been better. Your address to Limits the other night, we'll play it for you right now, has become the stuff of legend. Take a listen.
What's your problem, Limits? Your problem, Limits?
That was great stuff.
Do I have a Pittsburgh accent?
Slightly.
A little bit.
Yeah, slightly. Sure.
We love it.
Well, thank you. I have a nasally voice. I've always taken a hit for it.
We appreciate it. So you called us. You called us by accident. Is that right?
Yeah, I was calling my friends. Rumor had it you were talking about me, so I had to check in. And then I dialed the wrong number. I dialed you instead of him.
That's tremendous.
It turned out to be even better.
Yes. Hello, George. But hey, I appreciate you guys, and thank you for everything.
Well, why are you calling George? Do you guys have plans tonight to watch Skeens, or what? What's George? What's going on here?
George is going out with his kids for dinner. He's a good guy. Good guy. And I'm just sitting at home and probably having a couple and watching Skeens for sure.
Right, but why'd you call George then?
Just to see what he's up to. He works the night shift.
Oh, okay. That sounds great.
Yeah. He's a grocery man.
Is he?
All right. Hey, I got a call. I'm sorry. I'm at my job, Joe. I got to go. I got a call.
All right. See you, Harry.
I have to cut you off.
Thanks, Harry.
I love you. Bye-bye.
Goodbye. Is that guy a real person?
Yes,
or
he
is he enacting something?
No, he calls in. He calls in, yes.
That guy is amazing.
Him.
He was just on the radio and he said, I have to go and take another call.
He's like, I'll let you guys go. You called us, Harry.
Oh my God, is he great. Limits, getting back to our conversation, I have one last thing to tell you.
Please, just continue to pile on.
I will. And thank you for asking. How many NFL teams have played in the last 9 Super Bowls? How many teams have played, different teams have played in the last 9 Super Bowls?
Wrong. 14.
Way wrong. 8.
Mm.
In the Everybody Has a Chance salary cap league of the NFL, 8 teams have played in the last 9 Super Bowls.
Mm.
How many teams have played in the last 9 World Series and that we don't have a chance to win because of the no salary cap?
Wrong. 12.
12. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Teams from Tampa Bay and Atlanta and Arizona and Texas and Cleveland have all played in the World Series limits. That doesn't even include Kansas City when they were before
Tampa
that.
Tampa Bay and Cleveland and Arizona and Milwaukee won the World Series?
I mean, Tampa went to Game 6 with the Dodgers and their idiot manager took out their pitcher.
The Dodgers.
Yeah, that must have been the salary cap, right? They went to Game 6 with what's his name on the mound.
Yeah, it helps that Kevin Cash pulled Blake Snell. That
yeah,
was a
Blake
dumb
Snell.
Decision.
Yeah, I guess that came down to the salary cap.
The analytics Rays decided it was a good idea to take out the Rays.
Enough with the excuses, limits. Find a way to win. Find a way to deal with it. Find a way to spend more money. The Detroit Tigers are the best team in baseball with a bottom 15 payroll. That's the last I have to say of this. Wrong.
Wrong.
I was just about, you're just about to ask me something, weren't you?
Our friend Blizz, the Blizzness of Baseball, likes to text me and just say, wrong, sometimes. We go back and forth.
I like him.
He's a good man. He was there last night at Celebrity Softball.
I wonder if he's friends with Harry and George. Fan Twitter brought to you. What do you think Harry and George are going to talk? Harry's calling George just to see what he's up to at 1:30?
Apparently. What are you doing for the Home Run Derby tonight, George?
He's working.
What's your problem, Emmett?
We are.
What's your problem, Emmett?
I love that voice. Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia, Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. I think it's nice, though, that men of... Am I insulting Harry by saying he's of a retirement age?
No, he's working. He said he was working, remember?
So I am insulting him.
So yes, I think you are.
Is he at least 70? Or is that an insult?
I don't know his age. I don't want to insinuate.
I was just going to say, I think it's nice that he has friends and that George does
too.
Are
you saying that somebody that age shouldn't have friends? Are you saying when
you
get older, you're not
going to have
friends?
No, I think you start to weed
friends?
Out your friends. I'm in my late 50s. I've weeded out all my friends. I think it's good to have at least one.
You're going to be old man yelling at cloud with no friends. You're going to be listening to the show. And you're going to be listening in like 15 years to the show.
No, I'll have my George, just like Harry does. I'll have one guy I call to play golf by the end.
Jason Bumbliss.
Maybe.
That'll be your
friend.
It
might be Jason Bumbliss.
You and Jason Bumbliss will be throwing rocks at people riding their bikes driving down the road.
Yep, we'll be sitting on a front porch somewhere throwing things at people, just like Harry and George.
Oh, wonderful.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/home run. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.